This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient last name is Shum. S as in Sally, H-U-M as in Mary. First name is May, M-A-Y. Date of birth is March 1, 1961. Date of service is June 13, 2023. Chief complaint: lupus eye issues. Subjective: this is a 62-year-old Asian female with history of lupus, nephritis. Comma. Here for telephone follow-up period. Next paragraph, for the last 5 weeks or so, comma, she has been having a swollen left eye, period. The swelling is mainly on the white parts of the eye, and she has been seeing an eye doctor who has prescribed her steroid drops, period. She is now on a stronger steroid eye drops and feels that it is getting better, period. She was told by the ophthalmologist that it could be related to lupus, as well as could be the recent reaction with the allergy with the pollen, period. Next paragraph, she's also in active treatment for newly diagnosed health condition, autonomic dysfunction, period. She just did a lab and also has some biopsy appointment, period. Her dizziness is better controlled with the medication, but she's also asked to wear compression stockings, period. Next paragraph, she informs me that her left first three toes frequently becomes purplish. And she does not observe that in any other digits, period. She also experienced the sudden onset weakness on the left leg, which has lasted for a short period of time, period. Her nephrologist has indicated that that is probably part of the autonomic dysfunction, period. Past medical history. Lupus, comma, with history of lupus nephritis. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, history of nasopharyngeal carcinoma. Next, DJD of the cervical spine. Next, autonomic dysfunction. Current medication, Celsip, 250 milligrams daily. Next, levothyroxine. Next, Midodrine, M-I-D-O-D-R-I-N-E. Next, Flexeril 5 milligrams, only as needed. Review system per template, please change the join to per subjective. Objective, please just state that she's alert and oriented. Diagnostic data dated. June 3rd, 2023, comma, this is while she was having an active flare on the left eye. Her CMP is essentially normal, comma, her CBC is normal except for the white cell count is slightly low at 3.7. ESR is 33, which is better than the last visit. The reactive protein is less than 3, which is normal. C3 and C4 are within normal limit. Double-stranded DNA is 98, comma, up to 24 is a normal range. Last time was 112. Her urine analysis showed 1 plus glucose, and it was 2 plus at the last visit, period. Patient informs me that her hemoglobin A1C is 6.8. In question number one, SLE with history of lupus nephritis, comma, currently on cells of 250 milligrams per day, period. Number two, left eye issues, possibly scleritis related to autoimmune disorder that may be triggered by seasonal allergy period. Getting eye drop, which is helping her period. She has been instructed to wean down from 4 times a day to 2x a day starting next week period. Recommendation number one, I have discussed the patient about going up on the dose of CellCept to 500 milligrams per day again, but patient is somewhat hesitant and wanted to wait to see if I would be under control and I will be under control with just an eye drop period. Next paragraph. If she's successfully able to get off of that prednisone eye drop and stay in remission from the scleritis issue, then I'm okay to stay on the low dose of CellCept period. However, if she has difficult time getting off of the prednisone eye drop, then I would consider recommending her to increase CellCept to 500 milligrams per day, period. Next. I would have a follow-up with her in 4 months with repeat blood test. And if encourage the patient to contact my office if she still struggles with eye issues or any other issues that she feels further discussion period. This is the end of dictation.